big sky, big potential. In association with Mills and Reeve, this is Eastern Promise. Achieving more together.
Whether it's clothes, food, drink, or entertainment, we all gravitate to chains and franchises. They're easy, you always know what you're going to get, and you're seldom disappointed. But... Independent businesses bring charm, passion, elan, quirkiness, and character. They're zeitgeisty trendsetters, and you can quickly amass a fiercely loyal customer base in a way chains just can't. Have you ever queued to get into Cafe 33 in Norwich? Yes, me too. Unsuccessfully. So, that disappointment aside, let's take a look at which independent businesses pique your passion in a red-hot round of...
Crowd Sorcery.
Yes, crowd sorcery. Now, I'm indebted to Tarquin Bennett Coles, senior partner at SCI Partners, advisor for Little Bean Journey, pro bono mentor for the Homerton Changemakers, and careers in healthcare supporter for the MBA and EMBA students at the Judge Institute, for not only giving us two recommendations, but recommending the recommender. Tarquin sends his thanks to Dr. Sally Ann Forsyth, OBE, for the recent Balzano's recommendation on Cherry Hinton Road in Cambridge. And Tarquin also delivers a shout-out to Hot Numbers Coffee in Cambridge, near Shepreth. I have heard much of these hot numbers of which you speak, Tarquin, and I shall follow your recommendations for both them and the fantastic-looking Balzano's Deli. I confess, it was slightly unfair of me to ask the wonderful Candy Richards, the staunch development manager for East Anglia at the Federation of Small Businesses, to pick a favourite, given the huge number of small independent businesses under her wing. Thankfully, Candy doesn't hold a grudge, do you, Candy? And she doesn't have to pick a favourite, as the FSB Awards have already done that for her. Candy says, "You're right, Mike, I would like to praise them all, but if I have to choose, what about our East of England Award winners?" Well, how can I refuse, Candy? And here they are, the East of England's winners at the FSB Awards. The Innovation Award was won by Secura.id of Norwich, a leading force in mobile identity innovation. The Expansion and Growth Award went to Litter App of Cuffley. Litter's mission is to create a new standard for rubbish removal using technology to connect customers with local waste partners. The Sustainability Award has buzzed its way to Newmarket and Gem's Bees, a one-woman operation overseen by beekeeper Gem Westing. The company produces seasonal honey and an array of all-natural homemade products, including exclusive printed items. EMS Lifts of Bulldog, the family business of the year, a trusted and experienced provider of stair lifts, home lifts and ramps since the 1980s. Micro business of the year, Stort Valley Gifting of Harlow. Stort Valley Gifting offers carefully curated hampers and gifts containing artisan food and drink, crafted by passionate local producers. The Self-Employed Freelancer Award. Phil McEwen Consulting of Ipswich. Since incorporating in 2022, the business has grown to become a trusted partner for a diverse range of clients, achieving demonstrable success. The Young Entrepreneur of the Year. Well, congratulations due to Samantha Cage of Akala Healthcare. Samantha launched Akala Healthcare in November 2017 and continued to grow the business before being invited to operate as a Care Quality Commission provider by the local authority in August 2020. And you can find Samantha Cage and Akala Healthcare in Stowmarket. Startup Business of the Year was Reed Commercial Services, who stand out, it says in the citation, for excellence in virus control, sustainability practices and employee welfare. Community Business Award was won by the Domestic Abuse Alliance of St Albans. The free-to-use We Protect mobile app enables instant victim referral to ensure that appropriate legal support is actioned without delay. Incredibly important, and congratulations to them. The Diversity and Inclusion Award really caught my notice. The NeuroSpicy Entrepreneur Club of Cambridge. The NeuroSpicy Entrepreneur Club is a safe space for neurodiverse entrepreneurs whose brains are wired differently. The business was established by Jemima Wilcox, a neurodiverse entrepreneur who knew there was a need for a community hub for individuals to come together and connect, feel comfortable enough to open up, share their experiences and ideas with a group of like-minded people. As someone who's been diagnosed as neurodiverse myself, I shall be looking this one up. And lastly, the Service Excellence Award, Van Life Conversations Limited, of Colchester. Founded by veterans Ollie and Emily Arnold, they specialise in bespoke, off-grid camper vans, working with clients to design beautiful, high-spec spaces tailored to their needs. Oh, fantastic. That's wonderful, Candy. Thank you so much for pointing me in the direction of that list, and congratulations to all the winners. Returning to this week's Crowdsorcery, a warm welcome to Maddie Glenn, owner and director at Softwood Books, independent publishing professional, who says, "If I'm allowed, then I'd love to give my team at Softwood Books a shout-out here. One of the most exciting small businesses in publishing in the east of England, softwoodbooks.com. You are most certainly allowed, Maddie, and it might be time to discuss my planned magnum opus, How the East of England Will Save the World. At least Maddie says she likes the title. And now, let's end with a few words from our Crowdsorcerer Supreme, members of the Crowdsorcery WhatsApp group. Dr. Tammy Dugan, Life Sciences and Healthcare Partnerships Lead at the University of Cambridge, super connector and leader. "Let me start," says Tammy, "with the Cambridge Cheese Company. Pop by there today, and also a shout out to the Lab Cocktail Bar and Kitchen. And of course, all Cambridge's finest life science startups and SMEs, including SMI Systems." Oh, I know all about the Cambridge Cheese Company, Tammy. Where do you think I get my scripts? "And I do like the sound of the Lab Cocktail Bar and Kitchen. Chin chin." Lastly, our very own ray of Suffolk sunshine, Kelly Boosie, commercial manager at Oxford Innovation Space and Crowdsorcerer Supreme, who says, "I'll let my East of England colleagues across the Oxford Innovation Network at the Epicentre at Haverhill, Innovation Centre Knowledge Gateway at Colchester, Launchpad South End and Broxbourne Enterprise Centres at Hoddesdon and Cheshunt shout out to some of the more inspiring independent SMEs they're working alongside in tech, life sciences and the creative industries. That roll call of Oxford Innovation professionals, Andrew Bell, Georgina Watts, Jackie Stimpson and Zoe Gallier. To match," Kelly says, "my 2024 objectives of keeping it local and reducing my carbon footprint, I have made a simple switch from supermarket to our local greengrocers. Great quality and seasonal choices. Woodbridgegreengrocers.co.uk. Ta, it would be rude to walk into town and not stop by and see Claire Swan at the 1975 Wine Bar, 1975winebar.com. This amazing little venue not only delivers everything from a venue for special occasions, themed social nights, and a book club, they are diversifying and hosting business networking events too. And there you have it. That's our recommendations for our region's top independent businesses. Thank you to all our crowdsourcers, to Zicky Lim of Mills and Reeve, to our amazing investment panel, Caroline Dean, James Allen, Chris Starkey and Professor Andy Neely, and to everyone who attended the Norwich Food Science Supercluster Summit. Thank you to the peak potentate of the plosive, Engineer 49, and most of all, thank you to you for listening. I'll be back very soon with a very lively infrastructure panel, as well as your suggestions for marking episode 100 of this very podcast. Stay tuned for more. Until we meet again. Bye for now. To hear other episodes of the Eastern Promise podcast and to find out more about what we do, go to our website at
easternpromise.org.uk. Eastern Promise is a Prior's Croft production in association with Mills and Reeve, achieving more together.